FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling in the Middle East, asking allied countries to pressure Hamas into accepting a ceasefire proposal. He also met with the families of some of those still being held in Gaza.
For me, all of the hostages, but especially our eight American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home.
The IDF conducting a raid this week, rescuing four Israeli hostages in central Gaza. Gas prices in the U.S. down 9 cents from a week ago. AAA's Doug Shoup.
Because we are still seeing weak demand for gasoline, and that coupled with lower crude oil prices is actually bringing pump prices down all across the country.
Also down, violent crime. It's dropped 15% across the country in the first 3 months of the year compared to 2023, according to the FBI. Jury deliberations resumed this morning in Hunter Biden's gun trial. He's accused of lying on the federal application to purchase a firearm. This is ABC News. The president leading an early Juneteenth celebration at the White House.
Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight among the performers. Many VIPs, including federal and state lawmakers, hearing President Biden warning of current threats.
They're old ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity, attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
There's more work to do, says the president. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's back to college for UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley. He has turned down an offer to become the coach of the LA Lakers so he can try to win his third college championship in a row. And quite a catch at an annual blue marlin fishing tournament in North Carolina. The boat that brought in the first fish, weighing over 500 pounds, won $1.7 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter than average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30 to 40% chance of above average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Eau Claire Police Department is looking for the public's help to identify a suspect in a strange robbery. According to a Facebook post, law enforcement authorities are looking for a suspect now dubbed the Brisket Bandit. The man is accused of breaking into the Northside victim's backyard overnight and stealing about 12 pounds of meat that the family was smoking overnight. A video of the encounter can be found on the Eau Claire Police Department's Facebook page. Anyone with information should contact authorities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the 2024 Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sandhill Wildlife Area. Applications will be accepted through July 1st. The program combines classroom instruction and hands-on field experience with a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of intensively managed wildlife habitat. This is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15, but adults 16 and up without previous experience hunting deer with a firearm may also apply. A chaperone must accompany all hunters. Registration for the program is $40. The dates for the workshop are August 21st, 23, and 24. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a two-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight with lows in the lower 40s. We'll have light winds. More clouds on the way Tuesday. A chance for some showers, even some rumbles of thunder. Gusty south winds will develop. Our high temperatures in the afternoon warming to the upper 60s to near 70. It's 39 at our studios.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Full as price to
just felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place.
98QCountry.com.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch to some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill.
Carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a vampire.
temperatures dip down to the 30s again overnight. Probably 35, 38 for most of us. We'll see what happens tonight because I see our forecast tonight is for mid-40s to 50. So we'll see how bad they are at predicting that here in northern Wisconsin. We'll see some rain. We're going to get wet at some point here today. Rather cloudy, it's described at, and a bit breezy with a couple of showers or thunderstorms. Winds will be 15 to 30, so a little bit gusty on the wind side today. And temperatures could be in the 70s, even pushing 80 at a couple different points over the next, over the next three to five days or so. All right, I hope your Tuesday has some good things going for it. It is the 11th day of June, 6-11 of 2024. Some more texts to win. Keywords, another one coming up, 7 a.m. hour. We'll do this the rest of this week. Give away more Dells tickets, more Brewer tickets, get you moving this summer. Even some overnight stays at various locations across the state. So we have a chance to win it all just by texting us the keyword first chance for you this morning. Comes up in the 7 o'clock hour. Brewers continue to do what the Brewers have been doing this year, and it's just win. They're running away with that division. And if nobody else in that division decides to start winning some games, it's going to be over real soon. I mean, it's a 7-game advantage right now for the Crew. And we're about a third of the way, I guess. Most teams right at about a third of the way through the season. So things looking good on that front. Let's find out what's going on around our state, around the world. Twice an hour, news and sports, ABC, with our first update here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling in the Middle East, asking allied countries to pressure Hamas into accepting a ceasefire proposal. He also met with the families of some of those still being held in Gaza.
For me, all of the hostages, but especially our 8 American families who have loved ones in Gaza, we are determined to bring them home.
The IDF conducting a raid this week, rescuing 4 Israeli hostages in central Gaza. Gas prices in the U.S. down 9 cents from a week ago. AAA's Doug Shoup.
Because we are still seeing weak demand for gasoline, and that coupled with lower crude oil prices is actually bringing pump prices down all across the country.
Also down, violent crime. It's dropped 15% across the country in the first 3 months of the year compared to 2023, according to the FBI. Jury deliberations resumed this morning in Hunter Biden's gun trial. He's accused of lying on the federal application to purchase a firearm. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for an $800 million budget increase to support University of Wisconsin schools. Several UW schools have faced campus closures, staff layoffs, and program cuts, which Governor Evers intends to address with this budget increase. For years, the Republican-led legislature has denied UW budget increases. The new executive budget will be introduced in 2025. Judge Susan Crawford has entered the race that will determine majority control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Crawford is a liberal judge who will oppose conservative Judge Brad Schimmel. As a private attorney, Crawford represented Wisconsin Planned Parenthood and defended access to abortion care. Schimmel, her opponent, has advocated for enforcing Wisconsin's criminal abortion ban. After an election on April 1st of next year, the winner will serve a 10-year term. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Big win for the Brewers, Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just 3 hits over 7 innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers mini-camp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us in not having a number one guy, a true number one guy, but I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Bayfield residents gathered for the third annual Stand With The Band street party on Saturday. According to a Northern News Now report, the goal of the yearly event is to raise awareness about the increase in efforts to ban books across the country. It was started when Julie Buckles, the owner of Honest Dog Books, received a donation to buy a banned book and donate it. This year, over 500 people attended the party, and Buckles says her store donated about 100 books that have been challenged or banned. As summer weather starts to spread throughout the area, a popular Chippewa Valley petting zoo has opened. According to a WQOW report, Outlaw Farms in Fall Creek officially opened for the season over the weekend, giving area kids a chance to see standard animals like goats and more exotic animals like alligators, llamas, and kangaroos. Outlaw Farms will be open every weekend from Thursday to Sunday until Labor Day. They've also added an indoor animal exhibit with a storefront and space for local vendors. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California Mega Millions. Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hulu has movies. We're here to tell you again. Hulu has movies that will put you in the driver's seat like Ferrari, starring Adam Driver. Hulu has movies that will terrify you, like The First Omen plus the entire Omen franchise. Hulu has movies that will inspire you, like Origin, directed by Ava DuVernay. Hulu has movies that will make you hold on tight, like Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. We've said it before, and we will keep saying it. Hulu has movies. All kinds of movies. Come check them out on Hulu.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 66, south winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81, an afternoon storm possible, and more storms Wednesday night. Right now, 40 degrees.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 66, south winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81, an afternoon storm possible, and more storms Wednesday night. Right now, 40 degrees.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Yes, it did.
some bag.
Neon pan. My stereo
16 in front of 7 at 6:44. First keyword coming up after 7. Get you a chance to win all kinds of fun Wisconsin prizes here with our Civic Media Text to Win Scotty giveaway. Get into your local Park Falls BP on your way to work, wherever you're headed here this morning. That's where you go to get your Joe and get a bag of chips there for lunch and maybe a little, you know, Reese's peanut butter cup for a snack or whatever you need to do. They'll help you get through it there. Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. They will help you out. Maybe you're looking for a different job. Folks at Sierra Pacific, they have increased their wages. They have, they're offering a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Maybe four 10-hour shifts or three 12-hour shifts would be a better fit for you work-wise. Check it out at SPI.com. Let's check that again. SPI.careers. So SPI.careers. SPI.careers, Sierra Pacific. You can go right there in Merrill and Medford. There are an equal opportunity employer, including those with disabilities and veterans. Looks like I'm not giving up on today. They're saying some showers. It's going to be a little bit breezy today. Yesterday was, I don't know what's going on, you know, what happened in your day yesterday, but weather-wise, yesterday was absolute 100% perfection. I'm not going to go 99. I'm not going to accept anything less than anything but 100%. Yesterday was just an absolutely perfect day around the Northwoods weather-wise, about 70. I know some of you people who like that hot stuff, you're like, Joel, it wasn't warm enough. To you, I say, you know, go back in your sauna. I was like, it was good. It was warm in the sun. It was cool in the shade. Today's still going to be pretty good. We're going to get some rain probably at some point here today. And a little bit breezy. More on that forecast on the way here. Hope your Tuesday's a good one for you.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Are you ready for golf season? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill. Please be sure to call for available tee times. We have openings on our Tuesday and Thursday men's leagues and also for our new mixed / couples league on Sundays. If you are interested in any of the leagues, please stop in to get more info. We are opening with an all-new menu featuring fresh burgers, salads, sandwiches and wraps, our homemade pizza, and a great list of appetizers to start you off. Friday fish fry, prime rib and steaks are all a part of our new menu. Stop in and see us soon. Golf Course Road is a short drive off of Highway 13 on County Road F.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 66. South winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81. An afternoon storm possible. And more storms Wednesday night. Right now, it's 41.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McFly.
I play the best country music in town.
98Q Country.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she can show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One is worth the wait, even when she ain't on time.
Scott there. He,
no, you can't have mine.
Leave his girl alone is what he's saying. Northwoods Greenhouse, you're visiting the Northwoods. How about shopping a greenhouse and having an ice cream cone in your hand at the same time? Well, that's wonderful. You can sit out on the Butterfly Terrace there, too. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They're right there, Highway 8 Prentice. Stop out in there for a little ice cream this summer. Let's get you some words of wisdom. Get this day going here on this 11th day of June. Focus on the family.
If you're dating, I'd like to share a few important qualities to look for in a mate. Whatever else you may hope to find in a person, these three qualities are a must if you want a marriage that lasts a lifetime. First, you want a person who respects boundaries. When you ask them not to call late at night, do they honor that request or do they call anyway? Do they act possessive when you spend time with other people, like family and friends? A person who respects proper boundaries now will respect proper boundaries once they're married. The second attribute of a healthy mate is someone who considers you an equal. They won't belittle you or talk down to you like a child. They understand the difference between controlling others and controlling themselves. A third quality to look for is a willingness to forgive instead of condemn in the wake of conflict. Every couple disagrees, and every marriage is subject to mistakes. Safe people are humble enough to admit their own faults, yet strong enough to forgive others. When you're dating, the first thing you notice are external characteristics, like attractiveness, personality, and a sense of humor. Pay attention to a person's inner characteristics as well. For a marriage that lasts a lifetime, seek someone who respects boundaries, who controls themselves instead of you, and who lives with a spirit of forgiveness. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 66, south winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, a high near 81, an afternoon storm possible, and more storms Wednesday night.
Right now, it's 41.
98Q Country.
load. If you're going to Winnemucca, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land.